everybody. Welcome to IJOV Inside Joke, Outside Voice, where the responses are in the moment and out of thin air. We are going to start with our first game right off the bat. It is a game we call Alphabet. In this game, our players will be performing a scene, starting with a random letter provided by them, and then continuing with each following person having to continue with the alphabet, so on and so forth. In this game, we are starting with Big Mac, Rob, Ty, and Becky. The four of you are on a corporate Zoom call together, discussing how to blue sky the newest deep dive deliverable action items for ideal synchronizations.
Our
starting letter is F. Again, that was Big Matt, Rob, Ty, and Becky. Corporatize now.
For the foreseeable future, we need to start thinking outside of the box.
Are we just going to open with buzzwords, or are we going to kind of get into the meat and potatoes of the meeting?
Have we considered engaging within our wheelhouse?
I think we need to be way more vague about this, guys.
Just until we reach synchronicity.
Kevin, can you explain what that synchronicity is going to look like from like a 5,000-foot view?
Literally, it's more of a situation where we're within a box, but we have to think fourth dimensionally.
My thought was six dimensions. You need to get the air and the sound and the rumbles.
Now, what if we go to 10 dimensions?
Possibly. I could see maybe 64 dimensions.
Question. How many dimensions are there exactly?
Reality has seven. I learned this on Ancient Aliens.
String universes would state that there would be more than that, though, right? Because wouldn't there be 10 dimensions for each thread in the string?
That's all theoretical, though. I really think it's more important that we have to synchronize our email servers to our WhatsApp drops.
Unique action items need to be in the forefront, though.
Vastly different from what we're talking about here. That's still inside the box.
What exactly are we talking about here?
Exactly, we're trying to decide what we're getting for lunch.
You guys, I want sandwiches.
Downs. I am vegan, so nothing with meat in it.
A nice tuna sandwich does sound good, though.
Big B coffee.
Capicola? That's not vegan.
Domino's. Can we just do Domino's? I mean, it's a quick lunch. We get five boxes. You know, everyone's happy. Domino's.
Everyone message Steve with what toppings you want on your pizza.
Frankly, I don't even know who Steve is anymore.
Well done, everybody.
Give him out the window.
Guys, are you coming out to work? The donut shop is flooded.
To corporate immunize the eschaton, but
I'm just imagining all the Italians cringing when Becky was like Capicola.
Oh,
Capicola,
Bonjoli, Lily. All right, let's play Capicola. Our next game.
It's that Midwest accent.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Buongiorno.
Our next game is Mr. President. In this game, one player will be the new president, and the other two will be Secret Service members tasked with relaying state secrets. But the new president can only ask five questions. First, John, you are the president, and you get to ask your questions to Agent Jason and Agent Regular Matt. Mr. President, the floor is yours.
Okay. Agent, what's on the agenda today?
We've actually got active shooter training at 7:30, followed by what is this? Campaign security, and then it looks like you got a phone call with the, well, he used to be the president of that Africa. We're gonna have to circle back to that one, but pretty busy morning so far.
Wait a minute. What country? What country are you talking about?
Well, the name's changed 3 times in the last 4 hours, so it's kind of hard to say specifically, but we'll know more when we get closer. It's not a big deal.
Okay, fair. And what is this on the agenda that's flying lizard robot man?
Oh, sir, we have a protocol that was started by the last administration that we need to catch you up on, and that protocol is Project Flying Lizard Robot Man. It's exactly what it sounds like.
So is it like a Voltron, or is it more like an Ultraman, a Godzilla? What are we talking about here, guys?
Well, first we have to genetically engineer a flying lizard, sort of a dragon type thing, but smaller. And then we have to get someone to have sex with it, to hopefully breed a male offspring that then we will raise to become a dragon man or a flying lizard man that then will be converted into a robot in a RoboCop like process.
It's all pretty straightforward stuff, sir. I mean, nothing you've never seen before, am I right?
This is pretty basic. We got a lot to get through.
Yeah, I mean, we've barely hit 11 o'clock so far on the schedule, so
okay, let's table that one for a minute because my mind cannot get through the Voltronification of
yeah,
what's
no,
going
it's
on.
Fine.
Sure. What's the next one?
So lunch. We're going to Elon Subs. So we need to get your order for that one. It's obviously not going to be televised, but if there's any questions you might have for King.
I recommend the Cyber Turk, sir. It's a turkey sub that really doesn't do anything you want it to do.
No.
Oh, okay. Are there any factory defaults with the Cyber Turk?
It comes with an avocado spread, red onion, tomato, kale, and a vegan cheese.
And for $100 a month, it will eat itself.
That's yeah.
I see. I think let's table that next to the flying lizard robot man.
Sure.
We'll put that. Maybe we can do a tie-in with Leon. What? Anything else? Anything else? I should be aware of?
We do need to cover Big Feet. Kind of a big issue going on. There's like a race war. You know, they want to join the Olympics, but we've tried to tell them and explain like multiple times. You're a trans-dimensional creature. You're trans-dimensional creatures. We scheduled some time around 2 p.m. this afternoon to go run you through like a lot of the finer details on Big Feats.
All right. I feel like there's some applications there between Big Feet and lizard robot men.
There are connections. There's a little bit of synchronicity that you'll see. Oh, you'll see it in the presentation later.
Now I see the synchronicity. What is synchronicity 2?
Synchronicity 2 is a heartwarming family drama movie that we've put into production so that we can, test our new subliminal messaging program.
Coming to all streaming platforms, including Disney+.
I see we couldn't get Sting, but we got Stuart Copeland involved in this.
And the wrestler Sting.
Yes.
Not the singer, but we got the wrestler.
Yep. I get that.
Sting just doesn't fit into that Dune outfit anymore.
And we are short on the scorpion milk right now. There's kind of a shortage.
get her done.
Lizard has broken containment. The flying lizard has broken containment.
That was somewhere around 13 questions.
Sting actually probably does still fit into that outfit. That's the scary part.
Yeah, for sure.
I was just waiting for a police reference the minute the word synchronicity came out.
I said synchronicity too.
Yeah, no, you.
Sir, we got a message in a bottle for you.
There it is, finally.
And now we move on to alternate movie lines. This is a game for all players. In this one, you will raise your hand and you will get to say a movie line that was not used. So anybody can just start with a raise of the hand like Ty.
Show me the monkey.
Very good. Jason.
I'm the king of this goddamn ship right here.
Matt.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a ham sandwich.
Ooh, rough. Rob.
If you build it, we will be able to sell the naming rights.
Jason.
Staying on theme. Oh, no, yeah, climb up. There's plenty of room.
Big Matt.
If you build it, I will come.
John!
If you...
John. I got all flustered.
Come back to me. I lost it.
I'm welcome.
Bateman. I'm sorry, Ty?
I'm Bateman.
Very good. Oh, Matt. Ring size Matt.
If it bleeds, then it has blood.
John's and Matt's living together. Mass hysteria.
Jason.
Hey, Paul, do you like System of a Down?
Ty.
It's true, Your Honor. This man has no peanuts.
Matt, Big Matt.
If it bleeds, I will come.
I hope this hasn't put you off flying, Miss Lane. Statistically, it's really, really scary.
And we've been waiting. John.
If you build it, there will be synchronicity.
Oh, jeez. I think that's the perfect place. It's going to be karmic. It's going to be tantric. It's going to
last hours. We're going to mark this episode not safe for children, right?
Okay. I mean...
most of them are.
Corporate has some notes.
Not safe. Channels listed not safe.
Yeah.
We really need to work on upward revenue stream dynamics.
Yeah.
All right.
So funny.
It is now time for a little thing we like to call Hi Sharks. In this game, each of three players will be trying to sell a product to the shark, that's me, that solves a problem. The problem tonight is, why am I so tired? And our multi-gabillion potential heirs is John, Jason, and Big Mac.
Thank you, sharks, for the synchronicity here. But I have a very good... excuse me. Oh, I'm sleepy. Sorry.
Wake up, buddy.
If you... what? Sorry, I took a lot of decaf tabs when I came in the thing. I had a great idea about stuff. Sorry, I'm waking... Hang on.
Oh.
So, this invention I have... it's this mattress here. It's a little moldy. It's a little ripped in spots, but I mean, oh man, it looks so comfy. Anything looks comfy, right? What? Yeah. So there you have it. That's a thing you can buy for, you know, I could probably find like 50 of these, if you want to sell them for like, I'll take like a dollar for every $10 spent. Why not?
A deal that can't be beat. Jason.
Wait till they get a load of me.
All right. Sharks. attention over here, please. Ignore the sleeping man with the dirty, soiled mattress. What I've got for you. Yeah, you've probably seen it before in some of your weird corners of the internet. I'm not judging. I'm not judging what you do in your own time. It's a spanking machine. Now, we call it the wakey, wakey, bakey little baby. And what it does, it just, anytime the sensor detects that you're starting to nod off, and it's within the hours of whatever you set. It's not a strict, you know, 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. No, 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 no. You set it to whatever you want. The trick is, though, as soon as you start to get a little saggy into the eyes or nodding off, quick little slap on the ass and whoa, right back at them. Very simple, very easy to maintain, fully rechargeable. We're not using lithium ion because that's just too dangerous, but we got nickel cadmium, and you can pick those batteries up anywhere, baby. I'll take 10% share for 666 million. Thank you, Sharks.
Very, very interesting offer. I have one question about that device. Does it have a safe word?
So we've been working on that. Currently, it's not self-programmable, but it is Blue Dolphin for everyone.
Very good. And our last entrepreneur, Big Mac.
Ah, Sharks. Welcome to the last but the best. So we're going to ignore the moldy guy. And what I'm going to do here is build off second man here. So what I have here, I have fabricated this from an old TENS machine. It is called the TS-4000. So it comes with four electrodes. Okay. Now, two of them aren't quite electrodes, but they monitor your blood pressure and everything else. So you put those on your inner thighs, just one on each one. And, you know, you got a big vein going through each one, you know, femoral artery. So it monitors that. Okay. The last two electrodes, one on each testy. Okay. And so, you know, just hear me out. Follow me here. The ones on the femoral arteries, so you start to fall asleep. Your blood goes a little bit slower. You fall into that deep sleep, right? This monitors that. Okay. And as soon as that happens, that 9-volt battery in the TENS machine puts 4,000 watts, boom, right to each testy. One through one, one into the other. Boom. In, out, boom. You're awake. And see, this is the thing here. After the first two or three shocks from the TS-4000, and that stands for testes shocker 4,000, 4,000 volts, okay? After your first two or three shocks, you don't want to fall asleep. Like, you do anything you can to make sure you stay awake. What else do you need? I mean, this thing it pays for itself. So I want 95%.
How did you get these on here?
Can I give y'all an example? Come here, moldy guy. Dark, well, what do you think?
Entrepreneurs, one and all, you've done wonderful. I do believe that it is down to, it's, I think I'm, for the first time ever, I'm going with both Jason and Big Matt, because whether you guys realize or not, I'm already a customer. You had me welcome.
You're getting your ass spanked and your testy shot.
I have never wanted to be in a game so badly.
That spank machine could really work.
I just need like $50,000 and a plane ticket to Bolivia, and I guarantee you will be awake.
You guys are going to sell a lot of both of those machines, but to nobody who is having problems sleeping.
Oh, no, it's a complete different genre.
And that sound means we have come to our last game of the episode, and it is a game we call World's Worst. Figure we'll end with something safe. In this game, each player will come up with the worst version of whatever said topic is, and as the things roll out, I will go to the next thing, and eventually we'll be done. So it is everybody's game. Just by show of hands, we are going to start with World's Worst Breakfast Cereal Mascot. John.
Ding.
Very good.
Either or both.
Oh. No, yeah. You're just making hand gestures. Anybody else? Matt.
Hi. I'm Rust Bucket the Crab.
Basin.
It's dirty soiled mattress guy. I mean, come on. Eat your sweaty pillows.
Matt.
Uncle Touchy's sleepy flakes. From me, your Uncle Touchy.
I will go Matt, and then we'll move on because it seems this one's...
I'm Chris Benoit for Loopy O's here. And we're done.
Let's just move right on. World's worst reason to join a cult. Ty.
I just need friends.
Jason.
I love those videos on Pornhub.
Matt.
They have a continental breakfast every Saturday.
John.
They threw in a free t-shirt with membership.
Football phone. Ty.
I have a hole in my Nikes.
Jason.
Synergy.
The theme.
Becky.
Oh, Becky, damn it. I didn't get your hands backwards.
Man hands.
She does not have mad hands.
She doesn't, but she used her other hand, so it was the... Anyway.
Now I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, damn it. Shit. I'm not allowed in your cult.
I really love Kool-Aid.
Aw. Rob.
I hear they have a really good 401k and all the baby oil I could ask for.
Big Matt.
Free sweatpants and New Balances.
It's true. And regular Matt.
I literally have no sense of self or any convictions.
Yeah. Perfect. We have, let's do a quick round. 80s, world's worst, 80s cartoon villain. Hi.
Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
Yeah. John.
Ding.
Also, yes. Jason.
All right. Check this out. He's a skeleton. He's got like a purple cloak. What he's called? The boner.
We meet again.
We're going to tie.
Okay. It's an old man who wears a long black sack and he chases tiny blue people around. We'll call him Gargle Smell.
There you go.
Very good. And Matt.
I'm Stingor the Stingy, and I can only be defeated by the big spenders and their parents' credit card numbers.
I live in a moldy mattress.
And we're going to go with one last one. The worst way to end an episode of IJOV. Mm-hmm. Matt.
Synergy.
Don.
Gordon Sumner.
Bye.
Sting.
Jason.
Balls.
Matt.
On a serious note, I'd like to talk about my political beliefs.
Big Matt.
And I came.
And I think on that, we're good. So while we have been playing all of these wonderful games, Comedy Computer has been calculating who our winner of the night is, and it is Big Matt. Apparently, you do have the best way to end the show.
You're goddamn right.
You get to tell us where to find you, what you do, and all the other wonderful things first.
Facebook and Instagram, Matt Neslanek VO, ACX, Matthew Neslanek, and same thing with Amazon. Look me up. I do books.
And shit. Jason. And shit.
I do shit. I do stuff and things as well. You can find me at Jay Pollard VO.
Damn it.
Your house is on fire. What's
up, the burning? I don't know what that is. Anyway, or twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer.
John.
I'm going to say support mental health and also go to acpnet.net.
Hi.
I am High Anxiety at YouTube and High Anxiety Media at Twitch. And I have also done books. Just for fun.
Fair enough. Becky.
I do books too. I'm on ACX and you can hire me and give me your money to read your books. Thanks.
Matt.
I am inactive on social media, so I don't do shit there. but I do have sex with books as well.
Rob.
You can find more about me and all of our cast's proclivities over at ijov.net. It is the home of Inside Joke, Outside Voice. Also has all the links for our various social media platforms, so please make sure you go and follow us on the socials. And it has a link to our YouTube channel, so make sure you smash that like button. Go and subscribe to us on YouTube so you know when we drop new episodes, so you can listen to them before all of your friends.
Brilliant. And I've been your host, James Hatton, a fellow bibliophiliac. You can find me at Red Voice on all the places, and we will see you next time.
Synchronicity. Breathing rainbow.
See you at the meeting.
Bye.
This could have been an email.
I got gas.